And we are back. We are live here at Ignite on the Channel 9 stage. And I'm Christina Warren. I'm joined by Burke Holland and Jessica Dean. And we're going to do something special right now.
That's so right.
Burke is the co-host of a show on Channel 9 and on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Microsoft Developer, like and subscribe, called Five Things.
That's right.
As you can see from my shirt. Now, Burke, what is Five Things?
Five Things is a show about JavaScript and the web and the cloud. And we have a different guest on each episode. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's this guy, John Papa.
Yeah.
We look similar. Ooh. Yeah. Hard to tell the difference. I'm the funny one. That's not true at all. Anyway, so we have guests on, and we talk about, you know, JavaScript, the web, the cloud, and sometimes nothing at all, and we just have fun.
You have Google clusters.
We do have Google clusters sometimes. We like to eat Google clusters. And really just sort of anything goes. It's a different type of show. Fun fact, it's the number one show on YouTube in the less than a dozen subscribers category. So we're very, very proud of that accolade.
Very proud. Yeah. But no, seriously.
That's my ranking.
It is good ranking, but seriously, it is one of our more popular shows on Channel 9, and we love it. And season one wrapped up about a month ago, but you've already started filming some episodes for season two.
Yeah, that's right, we did. So we wrapped up season one, which was interesting because we didn't really know what we were doing in season one. We had the show idea, and then we went out and did it, and we got to go to Facebook. We shot at Facebook.
Ooh.
We shot at Google.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Nice.
Like a Microsoft show, and we're shooting it in these different places.
I'm a little sad that you were in my town and didn't try to call me up.
I didn't know you then.
That's pretty
in
sad.
All fairness.
Well, you well. Should have.
I know. So yeah, we wrapped up season one. We took a break, and then we have already filmed a bunch of episodes for season two.
Yes.
That is actually starting. I believe the first episode for season two comes out next week.
Yeah. So next week you guys will be able to check it out. And I actually shot an episode with John Papa, the not funny one.
That's right. Oh yes.
See, because you're the funny one.
Right. That's how you know.
If John were here, then we'd be, you know, he'd be the funny one.
Well, you can't differentiate by haircut, so we have to have something.
It's a funny one. Yeah. But no, but I shot an episode with John Papa, and Jess here is actually, you're going to be in Tennessee, where Burke is from, at the end of October, and you guys are going to do an episode then as well.
That's right, we are. We're going to shoot an episode of Five Things about...
I will finally get to have a Google cluster.
That's right, after all this time.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to feed you so many Google clusters that you're going
to
be...
I'm going to have to do so much CrossFit.
I'm never going back. Yeah. There's not enough CrossFit that can save
you from this. I'm going to be doing a burpee after every Google cluster I eat.
You know there's like 5,000 calories in every Google cluster?
Oh, my gosh.
So worth it.
I have to do 10 burpees.
No. There aren't that many calories. They're good. Don't, you know.
I've heard, though, when you go to like other states and you're hanging out with really cool people, that calories don't count.
That is true. Or if you're at a conference, calories don't count either. You just eat
whatever
you want.
Or on vacation in Disneyland. I've heard that too. Yeah.
There's
a whole lot of calorie rules.
So basically what we're saying is that at Ignite right now, none of the calories count. So
absolutely, yeah.
Which is fair.
You're going to burn them off just as soon as you eat them. So
This is true, actually. And that's kind of a decent segue, because what I thought we could kind of do, because season two premieres next week.
Yes.
So kind of as like a little bit of a teaser for season two of Five Things. You're going to be on Five Things at the end of the month, but you're actually going to be in a teaser special episode now.
Yep.
Because what we're going to do is, why not just do Five Things about Ignite?
That's a great idea.
That's a perfect idea.
I bet we could do Five Things.
I think we could do five things.
At least five.
All right. So,
should we start it off?
Yeah, let's start it off.
All right. So, let's do thing number one.
One.
Ignite. Everybody's hit their step goal every single day.
Yes.
Yep.
Not a problem at all.
I was just going to say five things. One thing for every mile people have to walk.
What is the average amount of steps you're supposed to take? Like, what is my pack just fell right off of my person.
Okay. What is the average number of steps the person's supposed to take each day?
Yeah, like in a day. Do you know?
I don't know. I think like 5,000 steps is what they recommend. I'm not sure. And check this out. We are live. You guys can tell this now because we have the AV guy. Thank you so much. He is a guest now on Five Things as well. We're going to have to get him a shirt.
Right. Five Things about how to wear a mic.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I'm already at 3,600 steps for the day.
Wow.
And it is noon.
Right. So we're only halfway through.
Plus,
you know, you're going to have to leave at some point. So you're going to get another 7,000 just trying to get to the front door.
Exactly.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about like the fact that this is actually half a mile long? So we talk about the steps, like we're not making these numbers.
No, we're not.
Up.
If you go from where we are filming this to the other end of the expo or the other end of the hall, or if you go to the hotel or whatever, like this whole place is massive. So number one, everybody meets their step goal.
Right, which is why calories are free.
Exactly.
Because you're going to eat lunch, you're going to walk back. By the time you get back,
All the calories are gone.
This is why Jess doesn't have to do CrossFit while you're here. No burpees for you.
Though I did bring my workout clothes.
Of course you did.
Sorry.
All right.
CrossFit ops.
Thing number two.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say Microsoft Learn.
Yeah.
Which is our new learning platform. And so go to Microsoft.com/learn. And it's very cool. A bunch of us on the CDA team have participated in creating some of the modules. If you take the first module, you might see my face. But it's actually a really great platform where people can kind of learn how to get the most out of Azure and the cloud and different services and kind of learn about different technologies. There are lots of great documentation as well as great videos.
Yeah, and there's some really fun exercises in there. So we tried to make it, you know, interesting and not just dry tutorials. One of them is that Asim wrote is the one where you take a picture and you put an emoji over someone's face based on what emotion they have, right? So if they're smiling, you get a smiley face. If they're sad, it's a sad face. And it uses the Cognitive Services API to determine sentiment in the picture. So there's a lot of really fun tutorials like that.
And there's one where you can basically create an entire like kind of serverless website. Website that's based entirely, serverless, which is really cool. And you can earn points, earn badges for going through the different modules. So it's really good stuff. So Microsoft.com/learn. I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about what it's going to do to help get more people interested in code and in the cloud.
Yeah, it's really cool. Very proud of that.
All right. Thing number three.
Thing number three, I think actually since you mentioned serverless, really kind of ties into another big announcement. So now when you have your AKS or your Azure Kubernetes Service clusters and you have ACI or Azure Container Instances, you could actually tie your AKS and ACI together. Now you can run serverless even as a part of your Kubernetes cluster.
I love that so much because
I heard that and like my mind like blew.
Same, because so many people, and I was talking with Jeff Holland yesterday about some of this stuff, and I was also talking with Corey Sanders, and you know, Jeff was pointing out that a lot of people have had the question of, you know, do I do serverless or do I do containers?
Yep.
And now the answer can be yes. Yeah. Both.
It's like when you go out and you're looking at a menu, you're like, what will you have? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now it's like, how do you want to design your infrastructure? Yes.
Yeah. See, we're going to have to talk about this when you come down because I don't know anything about when I hear
the word
Kubernetes.
Container? Burke's brain is like, he's trying to absorb it.
Well, it's very small, so you know, it's to me, you know, Kubernetes sounds like maybe a toy you'd give to a small, like a learning toy.
To Google clusters
like
again.
play with these Kubernetes blocks.
It actually does sound like it could be a good candy.
It does sound like that could be a candy brand.
The chocolate and caramel Kubernetes.
Exactly, and this time you have like chocolate in your peanut butter, you know, like peanut butter in your chocolate. But yeah, you have serverless in your containers. So I love that ACI and AKS. Thing number four.
I'm going to do it. So thing number four for me is going to be the Cosmos DB multi-master announcement. Yeah. And so just to go through what that is, Cosmos DB has what they call a single digit millisecond latency, which means that when you do a read from Cosmos DB, you're guaranteed a single digit millisecond latency, which is crazy, right? That's less than 10 milliseconds. The way that they do that is by putting your database closest to your users in whatever data center that is.
Oh.
That's for reads. But now you can do it for writes too. Multi-master means you can write to any one of those locations.
Wow.
And you get the same SLA on the latency, which is really, really fast. And then, of course, Cosmos DB handles all the consistency issues that you might have with people performing a lot of writes in a lot of different locations. So sort of this idea of like a global scale database. So that's pretty cool. That's the multi-master stuff in Cosmos.
Multi-master stuff.
Well, that's cool because then that ties back also to the container and Kubernetes stuff because when you do add serverless into your Kubernetes cluster and you have your function tie over into Cosmos, now you can take advantage of like all these different features all as one giant smorgasbord of yes.
Of yes, without having to know as much about the management aspect.
Yeah, exactly.
And just letting things just kind of happen magically.
This is kind of like the direction where we're going. We're like, we're going to care less about like the underlying like infra, and it's going to be more just about the abstraction and abstraction and abstraction.
Right. Just give me the features.
Yeah.
Don't bother me with the details.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right. Now, thing number five, and this is actually a really good one because this is going to bring everybody together, is I think we were talking about this the other night at dinner. Is basically, so 2 weeks ago, Azure DevOps was announced, and there's been a lot of really cool features, and there's something really cool that you can do with Azure DevOps. What is that?
So first off, Azure DevOps, for those who don't know, was formerly VSTS, but we rebranded it. We made it pretty much so much cooler.
Split things into different services. So if you only want to use certain parts, you can. You don't have to use the entire thing.
Exactly. So Azure DevOps, at its core, is a platform. And then you have services that run on top of it. So you have things like Azure repos or Azure boards, like Kanban boards. Repos or Git repos, which are unlimited, private, and free. And then on top of that, you have like Azure pipelines or test artifacts and compliance. But what also people don't necessarily know if it's a known fact. Azure DevOps is also fully extensible, and we have a marketplace for our tasks and our add-ons, and all the tasks that you're running, because when you set up a pipeline, it's just a task runner, all of those tasks are on GitHub, open source, and ready for PRs to make even better. So
that's
you
awesome.
Can like fully build on top of this and turn it into the tool that the platform that you want for your business.
So if it's not supporting maybe what endpoint you want or whatever, you can take the open source out of PR or fork it in and build something new that supports
Absolutely.
What you need it to.
Absolutely. Like when we dive into like Kubernetes and Helm and all this stuff, like if there's something that I want it to do that it doesn't do, I can also submit a PR and make existing tasks better, or submit a PR and say, hey, do you think this task could be a good addition?
Awesome. And bring this back to Burke a little bit, because even if Kubernetes makes you feel like crazy.
Yeah, it makes my head spin.
But like you are Mr. like TypeScript JavaScript. Like that's your jam.
I have written several lines of JavaScript in my career. Five or six lines.
Lines.
Or lies.
Lies.
Yeah, both. Probably more lies than lies.
But the extensions are TypeScript based.
They
right?
are TypeScript. So for me, like I heard this and I thought that's super cool, but my background's like more ops. So if I want to get involved and now I want to start diving into this and I want to learn how I can submit a PR, what's one thing I can do to go start and learn TypeScript?
Oh, that's a good question. So I would say the TypeScript site is the place that I always go back to okay. to use TypeScript. I would also say use Visual Studio Code, because it makes working with TypeScript easier.
Yeah.
TypeScript is a transpiler, so if you don't set that up yourself, then your editor needs to do it for you. VS Code will do that. So I would check out those two things, the TypeScript docs and Visual Studio Code for getting started with TypeScript. And then there are a bunch of great courses out there. I know there's tons on Pluralsight. I think there's some on Front End Masters, Egghead, just lots of places to get some really good TypeScript training.
Cool. Fantastic. Yeah. No, but I love this, because when Azure DevOps was announced, yeah. I didn't know this. I didn't know that this platform, yeah. that other people could write extensions. I knew that you could, for some of the GitHub like pull request extension for VS Code, which is awesome, that existed, and there was something in the GitHub marketplace yep. for pipelines, but I didn't know that the other stuff was extensible too.
Yep. So
that's
actually
really great.
Two of the extensions that exist in there, I think one of them was like the VS Code PowerShell extension maybe. My boss actually on the CDA team, Donovan Brown, wrote that extension. And then Microsoft liked it so much, they're like, hey, we're going to take it over, and now we're going to maintain it. So
right, and that's now the preferred way to write PowerShell
yep.
is now inside of VS Code.
And it all started from one person saying, this should exist, so here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's awesome. I love it. And I mean, we love open source on five things.
Yeah, absolutely we do. So we've had, again, we were at Facebook, we talked to the React team, we talked to the RxJS team, we've had the Angular folks on, I believe. We have a session on Vue coming. We got Sarah Drasner on the Vue core team.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're big fans of open. And even at Micro, the pipelines that we released recently, to go back to the DevOps thing, one of the announcements was that you could deploy to any cloud,
yeah.
which people thought was crazy. They're like, why are you letting people deploy to any cloud?
Because we're a platform.
Yeah. Right.
Because you want people to use it. You want people to use it. Well, yeah. We got to wrap up, but you should check out five things on youtube.com/Microsoft Developer and at Channel 9, and come back here, because we're going to be doing more great stuff.
That's right. Season Absolutely. 2.
Season 2. Check
Coming
it out
in.
Next
awesome.
Week. Thank you, Burke. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
See you
Thanks
guys.
For having us.